I really thanked my mom for having me. Welcome back to the Darius and David podcast, episode 107, 112, 109, 109. Look at that. 109. How are you doing?
Shout out to your mama.
Shout out to my mama.
Shout out to all the mamas. The ones who care and are there for their kids. Not, you know, the ones who pop them out and just claim the title. Forget you. You suck. But the real ones, shout out to you.
Yeah. I went out to, Thanksgiving with my mama. Thanksgiving lunch with my mama on, Thanksgiving. And as I was leaving, she was like, thank you for coming. Come on over to visit me. And I was like, sure. And just a natural instinct, I responded with, thank you for having me. Because, when someone invites someplace, that's just my natural response. Like, okay, thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me, so on and so forth. And then as I was getting into my car, I caught myself and I was like, to any other person, that wouldn't be a joke. But to her,
right.
That has multiple meanings.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Also, to the moms out there, stop dressing them boys like the man they left you. Stop it. Cut it down.
No 3-year-old needs to know no brand new Air Force Nikes.
Right.
They gonna grow out of them in like 6 months? They're not gonna wear those.
That's facts, actually. So, how was Thanksgiving?
Oh, how was Thanksgiving? Well, my Thanksgiving, I didn't really do much. I just kind of stayed around. But I did go, as I said earlier, I went to, my mom was working, and so I went to go meet her for lunch. And, not a lot of places were open. Well, one place that was open that I've never been to before was Piccadilly. Have you ever been?
I love it.
Been to Piccadilly? Oh, boy. Now, to the fans listening, if you're new, hello, hi, welcome. If you're old fans and you listened to the last episode, then last time I talked about going to another Thanksgiving with my sister-in-law's family. And like,
hello, hi, welcome to the returning fans.
Hello, hi. It's my sister-in-law family, and how I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but I didn't have high expectations for the food, which was for good reason, because most of the food was only some of it was all right. But for Piccadilly's, I also, I didn't have any expectations because I'd never been to Piccadilly's before, but my expectations weren't that high because, it's Thanksgiving. Like, they don't want to be there. But, boy, the food was actually pretty good. I got some ham. I got some stuffing, some mashed potatoes and gravy. I got some mac and cheese.
Dressing,
whatever we want to call it. I actually asked my mama where she got the name. She called it stuffing, and she's like, I don't know. And this is what we always called it. Stuffing, dressing, whatever you call it. But I was like, yeah, well, this is all right. Piccadilly's cafeteria style. Boy, I ate those two bites. I got to taste everything. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The dressing? I was like, this is out of this. This is ridiculous. This is out of this world. Oh, my voice.
Did they have carrot souffle or sweet potatoes?
I think they had a little bit of everything. I don't remember seeing a carrot souffle. They didn't have all, when we went there, it was during a busy time. So they didn't have all the desserts out. But they had quite a good bit for the food.
More of them is not desserts.
I don't know. But I don't remember. If they're not desserts, I don't remember seeing them on the line. But they had quite a good fit of food. My mom got some chicken. That chicken was good. But I was like, well, this is for barely $20. This actually ain't bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not having to cook on Thanksgiving.
Did you get a roll?
Oh, I got, I got some cornbread. I think it was some jalapeno cornbread. It was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was like, well, this is just not like, I don't see people, like, if you pay on people for who go out for Thanksgiving, like restaurants at Piccadilly or whatnot, you stop it. It's just honestly better. In my opinion, I don't want to cook all that food. Someone else prepared the food. I mean, yes, I'm having to drive to a place, spend some money, but I at least I know I can bring some home some leftovers. Like, dude, all in all, it was a good time.
We gotta go to the one here. You could try the carrot souffle.
Yeah, I Piccadilly, if you want to Piccadilly Cafeteria, if you want to sponsor the Area Saver podcast, I would not mind at all. Not at all.
Well, my Thanksgiving was pretty good.
How's your Thanksgiving?
Pretty good. I did some macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese, okay.
I thought I over seasoned it. Junk turned out perfect. Cause you know I do my macaroni myself. I don't use the box. Mm-hmm. I did the green beans. They turned out. Boy, them things were so good. And I did. What else did I do? What was the other thing? Oh, my sister did the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle did the turkey dance this year. I didn't have to do it. I was thankful. I did the macaroni, the green beans. Bought the canned cranberry sauce.
Canned cranberry sauce, of course.
Boy, my coworkers taught me how to do a pound cake from scratch. Boy. Daisy. It was crazy. Yeah. And show me how to do sweet potato pie. Boy, that sweet potato pie was so good.
Found.
That's crazy.
Oh.
And I had Sprite to go with it.
Had some of your fancy water.
It was a good time.
That sounds like a great time.
I was going to do mashed potatoes, but never got around to it.
You had some kind of potato. It's fine. It's fine.
What?
And so you had a good Thanksgiving. Well, that's great.
Yep.
You were also in a you were also in a given mood because you gave some plates out.
I did.
You did.
Several.
And I was one of the lucky recipients of that plates, and we were gonna. Because I wanted to go get the spoiler alert. I wanted to go get the place today. I was gonna review them for the show, but we didn't get around to it. But I'll give my food review of Darius's Thanksgiving foods. We had the turkey. I'm gonna start with the main course, the turkey. Boy, granted the bar for turkey is already pretty low because I've talked about it before and we'll probably talk about it again. Don't have a lot of good turkey, but boy, this turkey was good. Boy, the turkey was good. I was like, oh, some bones, okay. Turkey was flavorful. It was moist. It was juicy.
It was juicy.
It was good turkey. I was like, well, this is what actual turkey. This is what turkey is supposed to taste like. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wild statement, but oh boy, is it true.
We had that injection. We basted it as a cook. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? We have the stuffing. The stuffing was good. Give my regards to your sister. It was amazing.
My sister made dressing.
Oh, dressing. The dressing was pretty good. I was like, oh, this is nice. This is nice. The macaroni and cheese. Ooh, boy, that macaroni and cheese. It had that good, nice crust to it. That little, you hit on top. Do-do-do-do-do. Had that.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I was like, ooh, this is good.
I'm really proud of that mac and cheese.
It was pretty good mac and cheese. Now, I will say, the cranberry sauce from the can, It is elite, and I also realize I don't like cranberry sauce too much, but still, I know that the cranberry sauce from a can is the best cranberry sauce, even if I don't like it too much.
Did you mix it with your dressing?
No, and I think that's where I went wrong.
See, I didn't learn that till last year. Shout out to Courtney. He put me on. But yeah, you got to mix that cranberry sauce with the dressing.
See, my mama did that when we were at Piccadilly's, and I was like, well, that's interesting. But I didn't think about that, unfortunately. But then or some weird noises going on. So I don't know the cult. Then the coup de grace of all of this was that sweet. I got me some sweet potato pie. Boy, when I tell you, I've been missing out. Boy, I bit into that pie and I was like, wait a minute. It was good. It was, I ate all of it. All of it.
I learned from a 72-year-old woman, David.
And that, and she has some experience from what I tasted.
Grandma's hands.
Elite. Well, I was like, well, so this is what good sweet potatoes are supposed to taste like, huh?
72-year-old black lady, just to confirm. Because, you know. In case people want to take credit, nah, she black.
All in all, I rate the plate. I'll give it a good 9.5 out of 10.
I'll take that.
I only deduct the 0.5 simply because I wanted more.
Well, should have came on Thanksgiving.
You're right.
But I'm glad you liked it though. Glad I was able to give you some food. Maybe change your impression on some food you didn't have that was too good in the past. We'll just see what it could possibly taste like.
Oh, you did? Don't worry, you changed some impressions. I was some behind the scenes tea for you all. After we record our podcast, me and Darius, call each other, we have conversations, and I was telling him that when he was talking about his teacher potluck last time, and he was talking about all the food being good, all the food he had prepared for Thanksgiving, that I was a little bit bummed out because I was like, well, I wonder what a good Thanksgiving feast tastes like. I was like, that's just sad. And that's funny. I will say some food at some feasts have been good, but I'm talking like everything's good.
I was actually sad. Sweet potato pie.
That's oh boy.
Here's the pizza, David.
Huh?
I also wasn't a fan of sweet potato pie till I tried this one. I'm like, oh, this is what it could taste like.
Exactly. Boy, that sweet potato pie is much better than potato pie and not pumpkin pie.
Well, duh.
I'm never gonna look at pumpkin pie again. The same way. I'm gonna be like, ooh.
But yeah. Boy, they showed me the recipes, boy. And what to do and how to do it and blah, 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 blah. It was a good time. What ingredients to use and all that. Did you know pies had eggs in them?
No, I did not.
Me either.
Interesting. I might have to steal that recipe.
I'm not giving it to you.
You know what? That's valid.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad.
No. What I think it's been like the past year or two, especially after I started cooking for my own. First off, actually playing around and experimenting for seasonings and not just eating bland food for sustenance, like actually going to enjoy my meals. But also, when I see, because I on Instagram, I don't use TikTok, so most of my reels comes from Instagram. I have a folder for food, and I make sure before I add it to the food folder, I make sure to watch the video in full, okay, A, am I actually going to cook this, and is this feasible? Like, what I mean by that is, is it, outrageous ingredients, stuff I won't be able to find at Walmart for, under $20? And then B, what seasonings are they adding to it, if any seasonings? And if they don't have any seasonings to it, I'm like, eh. Like, no, I mean, maybe some salt and pepper, that's fine. But no, like, our powder? No, like, garlic powder? No onion powder?
That's funny.
That same applies to YouTube recipes as well. But yeah. Oh no, sounds like we had a good time. I'm glad for both of us. We also exchanged, you know, we went ahead and saved ourselves trips, exchanged some gifts today. I gave you your Christmas gift / gifts. I got one for you. It was a good time. Shout out to you. Appreciate it. We're not gonna talk about what we got because we don't want y'all, you know, breaking into our houses, but
right.
Boy, I like, especially the other thing I've been learning in the past 6 months, like just being on the internet and being more aware, like that people really be crazy. Well, off the cuff, that sounds wild. That's a wild statement, but it's true. But what I mean by that is, like, internet people can take the smallest amount of information and somehow find out where your exact location is. It's very terrible. It is creepy.
Yeah, it's weird. People need to stop that.
I watched a video of a guy because he was explaining this process. You know, he was explaining, like, you know, there was a lady, he was clipping a lady of a video of a lady, and like, hey, where am I at? And she was like in a rural town, not a lot of like descriptive places, but he's like, aha, joke's on you, I can find you. And he went through the whole process of finding pretty much exactly where she was, where she took the video from, just by, like, you know, water towers and things like that, and like roads and things like that. And he does all this to say that, like, well, I did not do this for malicious reasons, even though he showed on the video exactly where she was. He was like, just be aware, people could easily find out where you are and I'll get all your information. I was like, well, dang. Like, with a click of a button, my life could be ruined.
That's tough. Not your secrets going to get out.
Not even my secrets, just like any banking information I have, my identity being stolen. Granted, I don't know who would want to steal my identity.
I was about to say, I don't really think you got much to worry about. I think you'll be all right.
Well, they pick up the identity, they say my name out loud, and if someone hits them with the, oh, that David, and I'm like,
boy, they're going to take a bunch of debt.
I take my debt. Actually, you know what? If someone wants to steal my identity, go take my debt. I encourage it.
And more.
They walk outside and they're like, oh, you're David Rusk. And then they get hate crimes. Take that.
That's funny.
They get caught right.
That's funny. Anywho, well, yeah, Thanksgiving. Glad you enjoyed it. The other person said they enjoyed it. It's that time of year, you know. If you can help somebody, do it. Don't complain about it. If you say you're going to help them, just do it. Mm-hmm. Move on.
Also, if you're going to
help somebody, you can say no. No is a word. You could tell them no.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Hey, please don't. My dog is barking at something. But also, like, you know, with regards to being from family, of course, boundaries and things are important. If you're like, but if you're going to help someone, like, you know, go to food banks or whatnot, or help out in that way for the holidays. That's more than encouraging. We support you, and we greatly appreciate that. But also, don't complain about it if you're going to help. But also, don't be, like, too boisterous about it either. Don't be like, why?
Yeah, I'll be posting in and all of them. People don't want you posting them.
I worked at the food shelter for 30 minutes. Nope. 30 minutes?
Yeah, you can donate if you don't have time to go out. You can donate to one charity. Even if you just do it this one time, do it. You never know. I don't know, $5, $10, however much. Just something to help somebody else out. Give a child a coat. I don't know. Boy, well, I'll tell you off air. But boy, these kids, boy. I'll tell you off air.
Not the kids.
But yeah, it's that time of year. Do something nice for somebody else. Speaking of that time of year, Mariah Carey about to make another $7 million off that Christmas song.
She's already won an award for it. And she's like, wow, I'm so glad that the song, I think it was recently. I don't remember what award it was. But she was like, yeah, I'm glad the song I wrote 3 months ago is doing very well. And I was like, oh, she got a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She really, shout out to Mariah Carey. I mean, she's already doing well for herself regardless, but she really made a song about 20-some years ago and just cashing that check.
I think that was a real, like, last Christmas song. Don't nobody make Christmas songs no more.
And rightfully so, because they can't top that. Like, Mariah Carey has a staple on Christmas. Not even Christmas, November 1st. Like, we all know, at this point, the internet knows, November 1201, November 1st, that's Mariah Carey's time. Like,
we was listening to Christmas music and bacon. I was like, look at us. Dude, it was a fun time. Only thing that was missing was the martinis.
Not the martinis.
And the margaritas.
Shout out to Angel for singing that great song.
That's an Angel. Boy, the show I told y'all about last week, Gotham Knights. David. They're not getting another season.
So
it's just that one season.
So your gracious giving of the show last week was all for...
No, still go watch it. It's really good.
Well, yeah.
That being said...
Now you don't need to gatekeep it anymore, even if you wanted to, because...
Right. I give this one season 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10? All right.
9... out of 10, boy, I was up all night watching that show. I ain't gonna be like 3-4 in the morning. It's 13 episodes. It's good. It's really good. If you're a Batman fan, you'll like it. Not just like the Bruce Wayne character, but like a fan of the overall Batman universe. You'll like the show.
Mm-hmm. Have you, speaking of canceled shows, have you been keeping up or have you watched a new iCarly series on, I think it's like Paramount Plus or HBO? I think it's Paramount Plus.
Mm-mm. Every time I see the commercial, I'm like, oh yeah, we watched that, dude. The commercial go off and I forget it exists.
Yeah. Well, apparently, because I haven't been keeping up with it either, I've just seen a news about it that it got canceled after 3 seasons, with the most recent season ending on a cliffhanger, like a very big cliffhanger too, and it's just like, oh, but it's canceled, so now there's nowhere else for it to go. And it's just like, well, that's lovely. We love studios for doing that stuff like that.
Trash. Big trash. What a dog, active.
Yeah, he decided he's been sleeping pretty much this entire time, but he decided to pick right now to want to run around.
I got me some new gummy bears. I'm about to eat them when the show goes off.
Gummy bears?
Strawberry.
Speaking of the, you know, Thanksgiving time and whatnot, we also, if you have big Thanksgivings and or destructive families, or both, destructive, dysfunctional families, then you are maybe aware or have used a Thanksgiving clapback in your heyday. And of course, Twitter had to go and share theirs. The first, I will say it's not any particular tweet, so I really can't like replicate it. But on TikTok, or you can find him on Twitter, O'Neal Thomas, he made some Thanksgiving clapbacks, like a 4-part video series of some good ones. Boy, those were funny. So go look those up. O'Neal Thomas on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff, or TikTok, wherever you find it. But they're pretty funny. But Twitter has some others that I've just been kind of scrolling through. So the first one I see on the list is a cousin. You still living with your mama? Me. You still living with them, Roaches? Uncle, when are you going to have some kids? When are you going to meet yours?
Not the Roaches.
Auntie, girl, you're not allowed to use your phone at the table. Me. And you're not, your man's not allowed within 300 feet of an elementary school.
That's disgusting. A boy just came out that allegedly, this NBA player allegedly was sleeping with this 15-year-old allegedly. Boy, that's disgusting, allegedly.
So, I only know about that because I got sent a meme from a friend who's very into basketball or sports news. And at first, like, I didn't know the context, but there was an article written by SportsTiger.com said, dating girls the same age as his 3PT percentage. Twitter reacts on Josh, ... And I assume that's what related to what you're talking about.
Yep.
The same age as his 3PT percentage.
It's 3 point, David. 3%
I don't know nothing about basketball.
Having a 15 3-point percentage is crazy, though. 3-peat percentage. Jesus Christ. And get back to your clapbacks, man.
Uncle, you should find yourself a girl. Me. Isn't that what your ex-wife did?
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Dang, living for a woman. I'd be in shambles.
Uncle, ain't that your third plate? Me, ain't that your third wife?
I would be in shambles.
Aunt, why are you always late to dinner? Me, why are you always late on your credit cards?
That's funny.
Grandma, what's wrong with your turkey? Me, what's wrong with your wig? Not the wig.
I was talking to somebody about wigs. How old people wig be one color, but their eyebrows be another. I hate that. Get your wig to color your eyebrows.
The color of your eyebrows. I mean, I agree. Because
the wig be burgundy, but your eyebrows gray.
Or people of the lighter complexions, i.e. white complexions, when they dye their hair, but they forget that they have to, like, also, they should dye their eyebrows and or beard and mustache to go along with it, because it just looks weird that they have like dark, like jet black hair and red eyebrows.
That's funny. Well, I can tell it's cold outside. It's cold in my room. Well, I woke up shivering the other night. I looked at my phone. It was 37 degrees.
Yeah, it has been pretty cold as of late. I haven't had the AC on all day, and it's still set. It's still 70 in here, so that's fun.
That's not that cold. Why you got the AC on? It's been 50 something outside.
Well, yeah. So Thanksgiving, good old time. We hope you are enjoying those Thanksgiving leftovers. If you need some tips on how
to throw them leftovers out by Sunday.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday, it is over.
Listen, just because it's in that butter bin, that empty butter tub, does not mean that it's sustainable forever. No, throw those out. You ain't gonna eat it. You keep opening the fridge and looking at it and be like, well, I might have that for dinner tonight, and you go get fast food. You're not gonna eat it. Go ahead and throw it out. You're just wasting space in your fridge. Be honest with yourself.
Like the great Clyde said, you cook the food Wednesday, you ate it Thursday. Friday, it was its best. Saturday, you're pushing it. Sunday, you're tripping. Monday, worms. Tuesday, hospital. Wednesday, dig it. Can't just be eating the leftovers all week. It is over. Sunday, it is over.
It is over. And if it's before Sunday, like a reasonable person, you have some ham or some turkey, maybe some dressing left or some other vegetables, and you want to have some sliders, just get you some of those sweet Hawaiian rolls, get you a pack of those 12, just put the bottom in a pan. I don't know, add some like specialty butter or something like that, some like spicy spice butter, you know, seasoned butter. Coat that on there. Put your leftovers, top that, then put the top of the bread, coat that, bake that, and then you got some Thanksgiving sliders for you.
That sounds delicious. I forgot to buy the Hawaiian rolls. Oh well. I was focused on trying to bake that cake. I didn't give you any cake, did I? I think they ate it up.
Yeah, I didn't see no cake on my plate. But you know what? I will never complain. Because the food was amazing.
All right, you got to try a good sweet potato pie.
Every time we talk about it, I have a reaction because I'm just like, I think back, I'm like, dang, that was some really, it was really good.
It's hilarious. It was just episode 2. We got to record 2 more before Monday. Brian hit me up. He said he wanted to be on the episode.
What that?
So I guess we could do this Saturday or Sunday. I gotta get my. So, well, I'll check on it. Probably be Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon, as if that is
tomorrow. Saturday evening. Or Sunday. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But anywho, what else is there out there? Oh, so it's this page on Facebook called Smosh. It's SOMSH.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe reading the Am I the A-hole things that you be reading. And different Reddit stuff when they play games, but I like when they read the Reddits.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, so they read one, and it was this woman who turned down the proposal because, well, it was actually a secret wedding, and her boyfriend invited all her friends and family, and they knew it was a wedding. She didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got there, they was like, "Oh," he was like, "Oh, this is our wedding." And she said no. David. Only for her to go on and say she loves surprises and she wished she would have said yes. Because if you know her, you know that's something she would have enjoyed.
Not the regret.
And then that she don't have money for a big wedding, so she should have just went on and did this one.
Not the regret.
Boy.
Listen, y'all, the world is on fire. Sometimes you gotta take things, you gotta live in the moment. It's crazy about that is it's not like she couldn't, if the world doesn't explode in the next 20 years, it's not like she can't have like another wedding. Like, people do redo weddings all the time.
David, she said no. Just to get on the internet and be like, well, if you told me, you know, this is something I enjoy. Why would you say no? She said she wanted to be involved in the planning.
But she likes surprises. All right.
But she likes surprises, and this is something she would have enjoyed.
Ridiculous.
As if it didn't happen to her.
So speaking, it's
that she white.
It's not surprising. Shout out to our old friend who referred to his wife as his roommate, because that's
yikes.
Because that's how she was acting.
Yikes.
Well, besides our, you know, slash am I the a-hole. Which is always a good Reddit to read off of. Those are pretty entertaining. I found a few more that I think would be entertaining to explore. Maybe not today, maybe some other time in the future. But there's one called r/choosingbeggars, and there's another one called Glitch in the Matrix, r/glitch in the matrix. The one I'm going to focus on today, or one to peruse today, is called r/choosingbeggars. And it's not as big as the...
Am I the a-hole now? Boy, these topics is funny.
Not as big as that. And it's still like a pretty big subreddit. But it says description for the entire subreddit is this subreddit is for posting screenshots, pictures, or stories of people who are being way too picky when begging for things. And these can include people like, you know, bosses, people who are asking for services and things like that. And things like that, like people who are begging for stuff, essentially. So let me find a good one.
Oh, this is crazy. Have you found it? You know what you're about to read?
No, I'm still looking. You got some?
Yep. All right. Am I the a-hole for telling my sister she has more than enough children? the writer. I don't know why you put my right there. And then put your age, 32 female. And the sister's a 36-year-old female. Already has 6 kids with her husband, 40-year-old male, which is way more than they could comfortably provide for, given what I know about their financial troubles, and also way more than they can handle, since it's come to the point where my older niece, 15-year-old female, is treated as an unpaid babysitter by her parents and constantly expected to help with her younger siblings. My sister recently went through a miscarriage on her 7th pregnancy. Now, I understand this can be painful, but as I was talking with her, I told her at least she has 6 other children in her life already, and that maybe that's enough. Why are you laughing at that? She got very offended by my comment and told me I was being very insensitive and that her family choices have nothing to do with me. Actually, it has, because I had to loan her and her husband money on more than one occasion so they could support the household, but I didn't tell her that as it's not to make things worse. Anyway, am I really the a-hole here? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not looking great.
Yeah.
Well... maybe I'm also a contributor or co-conspirator of being the a-hole because I'm laughing at it. But
Yeah, she is. That ain't the time. That ain't the time to say that to somebody. Well, she right though. But yeah,
very funny, and she absolutely right. But she let the intrusive thoughts win in that case.
Right.
Like this is right after, like maybe a few weeks, when there's time to heal and whatnot, because that's always a painful process, regardless of how many kids you have. But still.
They have comments, but I don't care about them. Next one. I seen one. Oh, you got what you're looking for?
Yeah. I have a good example. Or at least I think is a good example of one. It says, next door choosing beggar. Shocked, no gun GoFundMe for a new kitchen is included. And I think this is posted on Facebook. It's someone posted and saying, does anyone have a nice and clean kitchen I can use to cook my Thanksgiving side dish? There are a lot of animals at my house, so I want to avoid cat or dog fur sneaking its way in. I prefer to cook with no one else in the kitchen. Thanks in advance. Someone commented and said, hi, hey, invite me into your house and let me use your kitchen, but you can't really be there. So yeah, good luck, lady. Someone really asking to use someone else's kitchen, but they don't want them in there. Because she lets her pets in her kitchen.
White. Yeah, that's crazy. That's just crazy. That's just crazy. Would you let her in your kitchen?
No!
Can't I use your kitchen because the dogs and cats are mine?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So I found another one.
We need nothing, sheep, Ryan.
So sounds about right. Operation Santa story, and someone, this is another Facebook comment. So the main point of this is the subreddit is people post other people's like comments or emails or things like that. And this was a comment found on Facebook and it says, well, I just found out why at least one of the families we adopted won't be making a thank you post. We spent over $200 on a Nike outfit and a Crocs for a supposedly 11-year-old girl, at Dick's, and I include a gift receipt for the Crocs, but apparently they can look up the whole transaction even if they get receipt only has one item on it. And this person returned everything on December 22nd. We were really excited to see a pic of this child in her new gear, but now I feel like I got scammed and probably never adopt a child from this program again over age 5. Most kids' stuff isn't even worth returning, but older kids asking for name brand items is going to be a red flag for me. So essentially what I'm gathering is that this is a program where you can opt in to like buy gifts for like less fortunate children, like Operation Santa. And they were mad that they didn't get a thank you post.
From the company?
No, from like, because I think it's like you anonymously donate like these items or whatnot because people ask for them. You know, anonymously donate the items.
Who do they want the thank you from?
I think they want the thank you from the family they adopted. And they're mad because they're not going to get one because they found out that the gifts were returned.
That all sounds crazy. How did they return the gifts? Oh, that sounds crazy. Y'all start back Monday?
No, we start back I think I have a meeting Tuesday, but we definitely start back Wednesday.
Must be nice.
Last one I'll read, and I sorted it by top post of all time. And this one was from 4 years ago, and it has 151,000 likes. But it says, I teach kids, the subject says, I teach swimming to kids for free, even though I was offered money. Mom demands that I have to teach her son exclusively and to give her the money I offered as I don't need it. Oh my Lord. I opened up the text because they included a text of the interaction or screenshot mm-hmm. interaction, but it's like one of those where somehow they did the whole. So when I opened it up, it just went through it opened up a large picture. But I'll read some of the interaction. So this is from like a text conversation between the person who is teaching swimming lessons and the lady inquiring about the services. So lady inquiring about the services ask, hey, hello, are you the lady who teaches swimming, right? I got your number from blah, blah, blah. Can you teach my son also? First person responded, said, yes, sure. She offered to pay, but is it free? Is that true? I can't pay. It's free, right? And then, you know, I can't pay. I'm a single mom. Hello. Please reply. Hello. And the person responded a few hours, like not even an hour later. Yes, I am. They are free. I'm in my office. I won't be able to respond right away. The mom responds, wow, that's rude. I want to know what time today I should bring my son to the pool. Person responds, I'm sorry, but today I already informed everyone that I wanted to swim alone today. I will message you the next time I am teaching, probably after 3 days. I usually teach the kids from 3 to 5 p.m. Can you come at Wednesday and teach him? 1 to 3 is more warm than 3 to 5. I know you have flexibility timing. Can you reply faster? So not only is this person asking for the free services because she can't pay, but she's asking her to adjust her times and to respond faster. Person explains that they can't teach at 1. They need to blow off some steam today and they don't want to teach today. And she essentially says, I'm not doing that today because I already told everyone I won't. The mom responds with, that's not fair. I already told him that he can go swimming today. Give me one good reason to tell him, else he's going to cry.
Wow. Yeah, I just go block her.
She then responds, you know, she gave the person respond with reasons saying, one, I'm not teaching today. Two, I already canceled. I can't uncancel with everyone this late. The mom responds with, that's even better. You can teach him alone. Those brats got free classes for a month. You need to make up for that with my son. She responds,
if I should be single. Oh man, I want to deal with it.
Oh, and they do a little bit more back and forth. And then she responds as well, you're such a selfish. He is just a kid. Don't you have any heart at all? I'm a single mom. I told you already. And then she sends more text messages basically saying, tomorrow at 1, I will throw him in the pool tomorrow at 1. If something happens to him, you are responsible. Whether you are a lousy teacher, you're such a nasty, horrible person. My son doesn't need this. But yeah, so it's things like that and people like that and people posting interactions like that where people are, whether it be from pride, stupidity, or not being humbled once in their life, but begging or going above and beyond, like asking for free services. Like, hey, can you cater this whole wedding? But then get mad when you ask for swordfish, sushi, things like that, but then get mad at the price for the food, things like that.
Well, she wants her son to swim so bad, she should avoid Michael Phelps.
Mm-mm. I feel like we all know someone like that in our lives, and or we had interactions with someone like that who's just done the most. It's like, well, you're already getting, you know, services or whatnot, or you're already asking for a lot, but now you're asking for more.
Pitiful. Well, anything else? Are we wrapping up?
I say we can wrap up. I got some activities to get to.
I'm a doo-doo. Got nothing to do. Anyway. I want to thank you for listening to another episode of the Darius and David podcast. It's been fun. We talked about Thanksgiving again. What we had, how things turned out. I learned a lot this year. How to bake homemade instead of at the box. I just, you know, buying stuff. So it was a fun experience for you, boy. David profited off that experience by getting to taste everything. So I'm sure it was fun for him.
It was very fun, yes.
Hopefully your Thanksgiving was good. Hopefully, you know, you and your family doing well. I know a lot of my friends lost people this year, and it's their first holidays without somebody close to them. That's trash. I know. It sucks. But, you know, time heals all wounds, the old cliche. But it's true. Like, give it time. Might be a little time. Might be a lot of time. But over time, things will get better. That's why, like, I like to take pictures with the people I care about. Mm-hmm. I got so many pictures in my phone. Because you never know. You never know when somebody's not going to be there no more. Well, you know, somebody never know where you might not be there no more. Mm-hmm. So take pictures and share them and love each other and be nicer to each other.
Or take videos as you hand them foods and you comment on how their heads are square.
So David got a new haircut.
I did not get no new haircut. This is my second haircut.
Nah, it's not. David got a new haircut. This man's head is like a box. Like the Funko Pop box. Except it's rounded at the top because he got his head shaved in a swoop. This man got a box head.
I do not have no box head.
This one, y'all know the marshmallow dude? Think if the marshmallow was square. That's David. David got a square Daft Punk head. Daft Punk, whatever it is. Big Mickey Mouse head, but it's squared up. Big Lego block head.
Big, on that note, happy Thanksgiving. Head. Happy Thanksgiving.
No, I ain't done. Betty Crocker box cake head.
You're big, done.
Big cast iron skillet head.
Bye.
No, I ain't done.